from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
What's the next step? And so I'm eager to see that because the young man is smart. The young man has come in, and this team has been explosive from the moment he stepped on the damn football field. It's actually really, again, if he would have won that Super Bowl, and I still think if he wins the Super Bowl, it's going to be one of the greatest stories in North American sport history. History. Last pick of the draft. Wow. Wow, wow, wow. All right, let's get to Marty Lyons. Marty Lyons was a longtime color commentator for the New York Jets. We're going to go behind enemy lines as we get ready for Monday Night Football, the season opener between the Jets and the Niners, September the 9th at Levi's Stadium. And Marty Lyons, if you kids don't know, do some research here. It's part of the New York Sack Exchange. And she asked, you know about the New York Sack Exchange. Mark Asino, Marty Lyons, Joe Klecko, who just was inducted to the Pro Football Hall of Fame, I believe, two seasons ago or before last season, and then Abdul Salam. And they got a 30 for 30 coming. How about that? You know I love me some 30 for 30s. Marty, good morning. Welcome to the Morning Roast here on 95.70 Game, courtesy of the River Islands guest line. How you doing this morning, Marty?
I'm doing well. How you guys doing out there?
Oh, we're fired up, man. We're fired up for Monday Night Football. Before we get into the game and break it down, you can break down some of the personnel that you guys have out there in New York City. A 30 for 30. How cool is that to be part of it? That's our dream here. We want to be part of a 30 for 30. The New York Sack Exchange. You guys got to get your own program on ESPN.
Yeah, you know what? We're pretty excited about it. It's going to be very interesting how they put it together because they interviewed each one of us individually, I think, for 3 hours, and then we did another 3 hours as a group. And it's going to be interesting. I tell you what, and I'm very happy that they have grandchildren where they can look at it and see it and go, oh, Poppy, what happened there? You know, it's going to be fun.
I am so excited to see the Jets and the Niners on Monday night. Have you gotten a look at Aaron Rodgers? Because I don't know what to expect from Aaron. I'm trying to do my homework on just the Jets in general. There has been very little film because he hasn't played but a couple of snaps. How mobile does he look? I'm sure the arm looks great, but how mobile does he look? I'm very intrigued to see him play.
Well, I've seen him warm up before the preseason game, and I saw him over at training camp. And it seems like he's recovered 100%. He can roll out. He can still spin the ball. And the most important thing to me, what a great leader he is because he inspires his teammates. And it's not just on the offensive side of the ball. It's on the defensive side of the ball. So they have a great opportunity. Monday night, everybody else is going to be watching. Let's showcase your talent. Let's go out there and try to win this one.
Marty Lyons here on the Morning Roast, courtesy of the River Islands Guest Line. All guests on 95.7 The Game appear on the River Islands Guest Line. Isn't it time for you to discover the islands, River Islands and Lathrop? Real quick, before we get to the receivers and the running backs and all that stuff, you were a Jet. We know about the history of the Jets. Chasky brought up something the other day, saying, boy, the Jets have only played 25 playoff games in franchise history. I believe you're part of a handful of those in the 80s. What is it about playing for the Jets and that organization and that fan base where you guys have come up short a lot over the last, 40, 50 years?
Yeah, well, you're a good reminder of that, too.
I'm sorry. You know,
no, but that's okay. But if you look at the last 10 years, they've won 55 games and lost 108. Mm. It's difficult because you've got a fan base here that's hungry for a victory. They know the game of football. They're excited for you. But when you start playing bad football at home, they let you know.
Yeah.
It's unacceptable. But I think that, you know what, you can't live in the past. And you can't say, well, you know what, history's going to repeat itself. every year you have to be optimistic and you have to say maybe this year, or this year is our year, and go out and play like it is.
Yeah.
And you got to make plays.
So, Marty, you know, the Jets have iconic uniforms, and they went to like a rebrand. They went back to like the 80s style with this modern one that they're using. It reminds me more of the ones that you guys had in the early 80s. Yeah. Which one do you like? Do you like the all-white Joe Namath 1960s ones, or do you like the green ones that they're wearing currently?
Well, I like the green ones that they're wearing now, but it's, you know what, when you go out there and you watch practice and you see like a number 15, and that was Chuck Ramsey. He was our punter. Now that's a number that a quarterback is wearing. All those numbers kind of like you relive, like a number 63 and a 65, Joe Fields, 73, not being worn because it's been retired for Joe Klecko, but 99, that's Mark Gastineau. And everybody knows that that's Mark Gastineau, but now Will McDonald's wearing it. So, yeah, you got to get used to it. Maybe it is going to bring them the type of recognition that they need. But the only way you get that recognition in the NFL, you got to win games.
No doubt.
You got to start fast. Yep. And this is a great opportunity to play on Monday night against the 49ers, who went to the Super Bowl, who, in my opinion, could have won the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Ended up losing by 3. But, you know, you look at the depth that they have and the leadership that they have, and, you know, Kyle Shanahan's doing a great job out there. It's going to be a challenge for them, but I think they're going to be ready.
Yeah, the Jets have a really good defense. Robert Saleh knows his program inside and out. Obviously, coached under Kyle Shanahan as a defensive coordinator. We miss Saleh. Saleh was a really good 49ers defensive coordinator, and I hope he turns it around out there against New York, or out there in New York, just not on Monday Night Football, Marty. But you brought up Mark Gastineau. And a lot of youngsters don't know about Mark Gastineau. Now, when I grew up, NFL films always replayed the divisional round game against the Cleveland Browns. And I guess he got a penalty late in that game, and a lot of people blamed him. But he put up some monster numbers. What was he like to play with? Because he's one of the best pass rushers that I think today's kids don't know about.
Yeah, I tell you what, every single Sunday he lined up to play the game. And this will be pointed out in 30 for 30, we didn't really have a relationship with Mark Monday through Friday. Mark went his separate way. But on every game day, he lined up and played. And I remember when we came in 1979 as the number one, number two draft choices, we sat between Walt Michaels, the head coach, and he said the name of the game is get to the quarterback. And I've always said to this day, coming from the University of Alabama, where we won 3 SEC titles, a national championship, 12 years as a player for the Jets, Mark Gastineau was probably one of the most talented athletes I've ever played with.
Wow. Wow. That, get your mic off.
No, that's crazy. So what? He was like a mercenary, huh? Nobody hung out with him. No one talked to him during the week. Kind of like Nick Bosa.
Well, it's kind of like, you know what, you choose to live your life that way. Oh. You know, it wasn't isolation. We didn't choose that way. Mark chose it. And I think if Mark turns the page and he goes back 45 years, there's going to be certain things that Mark would have done different. And there's certainly things that I would have done differently. But you know what, you're 23, 24 years old, and you're in the limelight, and you do, you know, stupid things. You're an athlete. Here you are in New York, and we're the toast of the town.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
If your day sounds like,
we need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through, you deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
But when we lined up, it wasn't a matter of, hey, are you guys going to get to the quarterback today? It was how many times we were going to hit the quarterback. Because when you have Joe Klecko at one end, Mark Gastineau at the other, they couldn't double-team both of them. And that was the year that both of them had over 20 sacks. So Abdul and I, all we had to do was, you know, the two of us had to take care of the three guys in the middle, and the outside took care of itself.
Yeah, Marty, when I think of you, the first thing I think of, like the name recognition, is giving him the business. You and Jim Kelly, is that, have you guys ever, you ever had to apologize to him? The referee, Adam, for those that are listening, the younger crowd, yeah. There used to be a tape, and you were going after a ball with Jim Kelly. I believe he fumbled, and he got a couple swings in there, and the referee gave you a penalty and said he was giving him the business. It's an all-time line.
Well, you know, if you go back and you look, I think it was the first quarter. I pushed him out of bounds, and he got up. He didn't like it. You know, he threw the ball at me. I went over there, and I ended up getting my butt kicked because I was on their sideline. And then right before halftime, he rolled out. He threw the ball. I hit him, and now I'm laying on top of him. And we exchanged a few words, and next thing you know, I was popping him in the head a little bit, and he came through my face mask. But if you watch at the end also, I tap him on the helmet. I said, hey, Jim, man, we're cool. And I have a great deal of respect for Jim Kelly. I see him all the time, and you know, I'm glad he's in the Hall of Fame. But he could have been a Hall of Fame linebacker. Yeah. He was that tough of a player.
Yeah, that was the word on the street. Jim Kelly was a tough SOB. Talking to Marty Lyons, former color commentator, former New York Jet, played his entire career with the New York Jets. And, of course, he brought up the Alabama Crimson Tide, a three-time SEC champion in a national championship. Marty Lyons here on the River Islands Guest Line. All right. Where could the Niners attack the Jets? I'm looking at this offensive line. Terry Smith, they're bringing from the Dallas Cowboys. Moses on the other side. Is that the weakness of the Jets right now offensively, Marty?
Offensively, I think that you're going to be very surprised if they can get the ball to the tight end. I think Tyler Coughlin is one of those players that is unknown. He's a quality player. He can keep the middle of the field honest for the Jets. He can be that safety valve that, you know, Aaron's going to need if Garrett Wilson or Mike Williams doesn't get open. You know, look for the tight end to have a big game.
And what about the defense? You know, obviously Sauce Gardner is a guy, you bring his name up, everyone just, wow, he's an awesome player, awesome cornerback who's obviously into golf right now as well with all his videos. Where are the soft and good spots of this defense for the Jets?
Well, I think any good defense starts up front, and you got Quinnen Williams up there, and you got Michael Clemens, who's having a good camp, and Jermaine Johnson. Of course, he went to the Pro Bowl last year. And if they can ever get Reddick in here, that's going to be another addition for him. And then you got C.J. Mosley, you know, running that defense. He's the captain of the team. He'll make sure everybody lines up in the right spot. And, you know, this is going to be a very aggressive defense. They don't hold anything back, and they rotate those defensive linemen in there, same as the 49ers, so that you can wear down the offensive line. And if they can do that, then it takes less pressure off the secondary.
How's our boy Javon Kinlaw doing out there?
You know, I think he, you know, went through training camp, got the reps that he needed. Again, none of the starters played in the preseason game, so you don't know. But I do know that they took about 300 more reps this year than they did last year in training camp. And from what I understand, this training camp was a lot harder than the last three underneath Rob Saleh. So I think you know, Rob Saleh knows that, hey, you know what? Your record is what it is. It's 18-33. They got to win. And they're putting it all out on the line this year to go for it all. Try to make the playoffs. First, you got to go through Buffalo and win the AFC East, and then you got to win the conference, and, you know, you got to go through probably Kansas City or Cincinnati. The AFC is really loaded with a great deal of young quarterbacks. You got Tua down there in Miami. So you got to take it one game at a time. And this is the biggest game of the year because it's Monday Night Football. It's opening. It's the opening day. And you got to go out there and play. And I think, you know, my opinion is I think it's better that they're on the road rather than at home. And you're going out there and you're playing a San Francisco team that is loaded with talent, and you got to be ready to play.
Why do you think it's better for them to start on the road? Because of the pressure in New York City, the fan base and everything like that?
Yeah, exactly. I think, you know what, if you can go out and you can play well against the 49ers, then you go down to Tennessee and you play well there. Then you come back on a Thursday night and you open up your season at home against the New England Patriots.
Ooh.
So that stadium will be rocking. And yeah, there's a lot of pressure, up here in New York.
Yep.
To go out and perform, and every game you have to perform. And if you look at the number of quarterbacks that they played last year, and if you had Aaron in there as the quarterback, and they scored 17 points, just 17 points, they would have had three more victories.
Wow.
Instead of being 7-10, you're 10-7. It's an entirely new ball game.
Wow. Wow. I'm looking at the schedule here, Marty. Niners, Titans, Patriots, Broncos. Jets could get off to a very hot start and get that fan base rolling before they go overseas to take on the Minnesota Vikings. But before you go, you know we had to play it. One of the most iconic sounds in NFL history. Here you go. Give it up the business, baby.
Kelly played that low snap. It away. He saw Bell was well covered, and Marty Lyons all over Jim Kelly. Now, Kelly may have said something to Lyons, and players from both sides heading out of the field.
Foul.
We'll pick this up.
On number 99 of the defense, after he tackled the quarterback, he's giving them business down there at the 15-yard penalty.
Giving them the business, but
it was not Gaston 099, it was Lions 93, and you saw Marty patting Kelly on the head.
Marv Albert on the call.
You know what? It's been a long time, but I still got goosebumps. It gets you excited. You know, as a former player, you love opening day.
Oh,
you
man.
Know, and you really do. And you know what? It makes me want to say, hey, I can lace up my shoes for just one more play. But that's not going to happen.
You don't have one more play in you, Marty? It sounds like
no,
you do.
No, no, no. You know what? I try to get shoes now that have Velcro on it.
Oh, don't say that. Marty, are you going to come out? Because I hear you're working with the front office or whatnot. Are you traveling with the Jets or you stand
no,
back
I'm
east?
Not gonna, I'm not going to travel. I decided to just step down. Anthony Beck is, you know, going to do a great job. Bob Wischusen's still going to be the play-by-play. But, you know, there comes a time when you want to spend more time with your family, more time with your grandchildren. And, you know, 22 years up in the booth, I had the best time.
No doubt.
I had the best time with all the people that I had the opportunity to work with, in particular Bob Wischusen, and to be able to call so many games and look back and say, hey, there was only four games that I missed in 22 years, and that's when I had a stroke and I missed the first four preseason games. But then on the negative side, how many family events did I miss? Because I had the obligation of traveling with the Jets, and I missed nephews and nieces' weddings. And they understood. They said, hey, you know, Uncle Martin, we know that you have this responsibility with the Jets. So I don't want to do that, you know, a second time with the grandchildren.
Yeah. Yeah. I hear you, Marty. Well, good. I'm glad you spent some time with us. It's great to talk to you. I can't wait for this 30. I'm really a sucker for 30 for 30s and learning the history, not only the NFL, but all these sports, but the New York Sack Exchange. It sounds like it's going to be a really good one. Marty, take care, brother.
Thanks
for
Marty.
The time this morning.
All right. My pleasure. Let's talk after the 30 for 30. It should be interesting.
Oh, I can't wait. When does it get released, Marty? When's it coming out for the people out there?
We don't know. We don't know. I think the last time I talked to the producer, they said sometime between September and December.
Oh,
you know, and that's a long time.
That is a long
time. But yeah, I'd love to spend some time with you and get your opinion on it and have a few laughs, because I think I think it's going to be a good one.
Yeah, me too. Me too. I really do. The New York Sack and Chase. Marty Lyons, part of that New York Sack and Chase. Thanks for the time as Marty Lyons joined us here on the River Islands guest line on 95.7 The Game. Don't forget, all guests on 95.7 The Game appear on the River Islands guest line. Isn't it time for you to discover the islands, River Islands, and Lathrop? Mark Gastineau. So in that market, think about that in the 80s. Because we veer off just a little bit off of Niners and Jets. On one side of New York, you had Lawrence Taylor and the New York Giants.
And they're crazy.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.